Welcome to episode 930 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we wrap up our two-week study of the Book of Acts by looking at the spiritual takeaways from stories, those well-known and obscure. Philip, led by an angel of the Lord, encounters an Ethiopian eunuch, a high-ranking court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who is returning from worshiping in Jerusalem. The eunuch is reading the prophet Isaiah, but struggles to understand the scriptures. Philip joins him in his chariot and explains the scriptures speak of Jesus. The eunuch believes the message and requests baptism as soon as they come to water. After baptizing him, Philip is supernaturally taken away, and the eunuch continues his journey rejoicing. This story highlights the beautiful simplicity of divine appointments. Philip's willingness to be led by the Holy Spirit results in a transformative encounter for the Ethiopian, emphasizing the importance of being open and obedient to God's guidance. As believers, being attuned to the Holy Spirit can lead us to impact lives in unexpected but significant ways. This narrative encourages us to be ready and willing to share our faith whenever and wherever the opportunity arises, trusting that God prepares the hearts of those we meet. Simon Magus, a sorcerer in Samaria, becomes a believer when he witnesses the powerful ministries of Philip. However, his old desires for power and recognition resurface when he sees the apostles Peter and John impart the Holy Spirit through the laying on of hands. He offers money to obtain this power, misunderstanding the true nature of God's gifts. Peter rebukes Simon sharply, urging him to repent and pray for forgiveness for thinking he could buy God's gift with money. Simon asks for their prayers, fearful of the consequences of his sin. Simon's story serves as a reminder of the dangers of commercializing spiritual gifts and God's power. It challenges believers to examine their motives in serving God and others. True spirituality cannot be bought or sold. It is a gift from God, meant to be received with humility and used for His glory. This account encourages us to approach our faith with sincerity, eschewing attempts to manipulate spiritual realities for personal gain. While in Troas, Paul has a vision at night. A man from Macedonia stands pleading, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After the vision, Paul and his companions conclude God has called them to preach in Macedonia. They promptly set out for the region, marking the beginning of their missionary activities in Europe. Paul's vision and response underscores the importance of divine direction in mission work and the responsiveness required from God's servants. For modern believers, Paul's experience is a reminder to seek God's guidance in all our endeavors, particularly in mission and ministry. Being sensitive to God's leading and responding with immediate action can lead to significant breakthroughs and expansions in our spiritual journey and communal outreach. This story invites us to listen closely for God's guidance and to act boldly and swiftly when He calls. While in Philippi, Paul and Silas encounter a slave girl who possesses a spirit of divination, commonly referred to as a python spirit, which enables her to predict the future. This girl follows Paul and his companions for several days, loudly proclaiming them as servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to you the way of salvation. Annoyed by her continual disruptions, Paul commands the spirit to leave her in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit departs immediately, liberating the girl from its influence, but also angering her owners, who profit from her fortune-telling. This leads to the subsequent arrest of Paul and Silas. This story highlights the clash between spiritual liberation and worldly profit, illustrating the disruptive power of the gospel to establish systems that exploit others. As believers, we are called to confront oppressive and exploitative systems, advocating for the freedom and dignity of every individual. This narrative encourages us to be agents of change, using our spiritual authority to bring liberation and hope to those who are oppressed, even when it may provoke opposition or discomfort. The courage shown by Paul reminds us that our allegiance is to God's kingdom, not to the comfort provided by societal acceptance. A group of more than 40 Jews form a conspiracy to kill Paul, binding themselves with an oath neither to eat nor drink until they have killed him. They plan to ask the Sanhedrin to bring Paul before them again, intending to ambush and kill him during the transfer. However, Paul's nephew learns of the plot and informs Paul. Paul then arranges for his nephew to tell the Roman commander, who takes the threat seriously. The commander arranges for Paul to be transferred safely to Caesarea, with a heavy military escort, thus foiling the assassination attempt. This dramatic episode illustrates the providence of God in safeguarding His servants through unexpected means. It also highlights the importance of vigilance and the wise use of available resources to counteract evil schemes. As modern believers, this story encourages us to trust in God's protection over our lives, while also taking practical steps to ensure safety and justice. It teaches us that God often works through ordinary people and circumstances to accomplish His purposes and deliver us from harm. This account invites us to remain alert to the workings of God around us, often in subtle or seemingly coincidental ways, and to act courageously and prudently when faced with danger or injustice. Paul, as a prisoner, sets sail for Rome under the guard of a centurion named Julius. Despite Paul's warning of peril they will face if they continue their journey after stopping in Crete, the centurion decides to press on. The ship is soon caught in a violent storm, and after days of battling the tempest without sun or stars, all hope of being saved seems lost. However, Paul reassures the crew and passengers after an angel of God appears to him, promising safety for all aboard. He urges everyone to keep their courage, predicting that while the ship will be lost, no lives will be taken. The ship eventually runs aground on the island of Malta, and as Paul foretold, all aboard survive by reaching land, some on planks, and others by swimming. This narrative portrays the sovereignty of God over forces of nature and the destiny of individuals. Paul's calm amidst the chaos, rooted in his faith in God's promises, provides a powerful example for believers facing their own storms of life. It teaches us to hold on to faith in God's promises, even when circumstances seem dire. We are reminded that God's purposes prevail, and He is capable of delivering us in miraculous ways, encouraging us to trust in His providential care, regardless of how turbulent our current situations may appear. After the shipwreck, Paul and the other survivors find themselves on Malta, where they are shown exceptional kindness by the islanders. Paul is involved in gathering firewood when a viper, driven out by the heat, bites him. The islanders expect him to swell up and die, but when he shakes off the snake and suffers no ill effects, they change their opinion and think he is a god. During their stay, Paul heals many sick inhabitants, including the father of Publius, the chief official of the island, who is suffering from fever and dysentery. The healing miracles lead to more opportunities to minister to the natives, further demonstrating the power of God at work through Paul. Paul's experience on Malta illustrates how God can use unforeseen circumstances and even disasters to open new doors for ministry and impact. Paul's response to the snake bite and his subsequent healing ministry on the island demonstrate the power of God to protect and use His servants for His glory in any situation. This story encourages believers to look for God's hand at work in every circumstance, using even the seemingly worst events for good purposes. It also serves as a reminder that believers are called to serve and minister wherever they are placed, using whatever opportunities God provides to demonstrate His love and power to others. This account inspires us to be ready to serve and witness, making the most of every opportunity, especially in times and places where it seems least expected. These narratives in the book of Acts demonstrate a consistent theme of God's providential hand guiding the spread of the gospel, often through unexpected circumstances and divine appointments. From Philip's encounter with the Ethiopian eunuch to Paul's journey to Rome, each story reveals God's active involvement in orchestrating events and preparing hearts to receive the message of salvation. These accounts also highlight the power of the gospel to transform individuals and communities. The Ethiopian eunuch's conversion, the slave girl's liberation, and the healing miracles on Malta all attest to the life-changing impact of encountering Christ. The gospel challenges oppressive systems, liberates the oppressed, and brings healing and wholeness to broken lives. Furthermore, the lives of the early Christians, exemplified by Philip and Paul, serve as inspiring examples of obedience, faithfulness, and resilience in the face of adversity. Their willingness to be led by the Holy Spirit, to respond to God's call, and to endure hardship for the sake of the gospel, challenges believers today to live out their faith with similar conviction and courage. Ultimately, the book of Acts paints a vibrant picture of a dynamic and growing early church, empowered by the Holy Spirit and driven by a passionate commitment to spread the good news of Jesus. These stories encourage us to embrace our own divine appointments, to be faithful stewards of the gifts God has given us, and to boldly proclaim the transformative power of the gospel in a world that desperately needs hope and salvation. Father, help us to be open to Your Spirit, to seize the opportunities You provide for witness and service, and to maintain integrity and sincerity in our faith. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.